Orphan of Angel Street by Annie Murray. Read by Frances Barber. The woman who called herself Lily was making terrible high sounds of pain. "You all right in there?" Ethel Bartlett stood outside the attic door. She'd passed the woman 2 days ago outside the Barton Arms and heard her inquiring about lodgings. As soon as she'd moved in, the pregnancy had been impossible to hide. "I can't have you going on like this in my house. I'm coming in." As she pushed open the door, a groan came from the bed. The face lifted from the pillow had a white, waxy skin and long gold hair.
"Please go," Lily implored. "Leave me."
But she was seized by the terrible, compressing pain. These first days of a new century had brought no relief to the living conditions in the tightly packed workers' houses of Birmingham. Into one such house, on an icy night in January 1900, another child was born. "It's a little lady," Ethel cried. Lily let out a long moan of relief and sorrow. "You're all right now, Bab." Ethel washed the baby and was about to wrap her in an old rag when Lily protested in a weak voice,
"No, in there."
She pointed to her bag. Ethel drew out a tiny flannel, vest, napkin, nightshirt and shawl. "She'll want all this on tonight. Proper brass monkey weather." She handed the baby into Lily's trembling arms. "She's as fine a babby as I've ever seen." An hour later, disregarding her body's need for rest, Lily had washed herself as well as she could, her hands still shaking as she tried to dress herself. She could hear Ethel's snores from down below. She arranged the...